Well, all of these storms are of his own making. Most obviously, the breakdown at our border. For more than two decades, a small group of us warned Republicans about doing any immigration deal with the Democrats that doesn't believe in border enforcement. Heck, they don't believe really in borders at all. We see that now. Of course, at the time, we were called xenophobic and anti-immigrant, and that's just by the Bush people. Turns out, though, we were actually right. There is no way to see the footage from Del Rio as anything but clear evidence that the Democrat Party has completely surrendered to the open borders lobby. Under Biden, our border has just become one giant migrant campsite. It's filthy, squalid, with hundreds more arriving every day. The AP spilled the beans about the fact that few are actually being returned to their home country. Haitians have been freed on a very, very large scale. In recent days, one official said, and Tuesday, the official who was not authorized to discuss the matter spoke on the condition of anonymity, put the figure in the thousands. But again, that's not good enough for the Democrats who are open borders radicals. They want more lawlessness. They want even less border security. And they want immediate resettlement into the U.S. of anyone who sets foot on our soil. Thus, they reach their favorite They reach for their favorite security blanket, which is race.
Haitian lives are black lives. And if we truly believe that black lives matter, then we must reverse course. The Biden administration must immediately and indefinitely halt all deportations of Haitian migrants.
Welcome to the BLMification of the border. She's effectively saying that skin color should trump U.S. immigration law. Now, by that logic, does that mean any black or brown-skinned person should be sent to the front of the line for legal immigration processes, too? I bet they'd say yes. And if there's a race angle to play, you can always count on Al Sharpton to throw accelerant on the fire. His latest target, border agents patrolling the tough terrain on horseback. Because, of course, if you're on horseback near a river and you're using reins, you're automatically a racist.